Macy, put the attendance in the minutes. Just make sure sometime before you leave out of here that you sign it.
Ready? Okay, it's 6:30, so we can get started. I am Laura Schuchard, the new person, co-chair, parent co-chair. I have 2 7th graders at Agnew. Pray for me. No, they're not twins. I just am allergic to birth control. And inappropriate, I'm sorry. Anyway, this is my boss. So it's okay. Anyway, we're going to get started. Thanks for being on Shaq and for donating your time and your patience with Wendy. And yeah, thanks for coming. Here you go.
Woohoo!
Thanks for being our coach. All right, hey, welcome. Thanks, Laura. It's a little pickings when it comes to parent coach here, really. But I told her it's a good way to fluff her resume if she ever got tired of Karen in that gig.
Shame.
So just a reminder, as is mandated by state law now, this meeting is audio recorded from the point that she says that the meeting is starting to the point of adjournment. It is audio recorded. It's posted on the website, and it does have public access. Anybody can listen to a meeting. Don't worry about it. I don't think anyone has ever clicked that link, so we're probably okay. And I did only get in trouble one time last year for cursing on the audio recording. So we got that out of the way. So I love that while we're eating, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you've got a group of people like this, and like it's dead silent, like it's like really awkward and nobody's talking to each other. So I love that we come in here and we've got the same core group of people every year that everybody's laughing and having a good time before the audio recording starts. Real quick, if you're still eating, I need you to pause for just a second. We've got some people here that are trying to get out of here because they're not really, required to be here. One of them is Waitone. He's going to take our group photo. So if you are a Shaq member, guest, you can stay put unless you just want to come out and try to make a smile or whatever. But if you are a Shaq member, if you'll just vacate your seat and your plate for just a minute, we're going to go out here. Way is going to tell us where he wants us, and we're going to do whatever he says and take our pretty picture, and then we'll come back in and continue with the meeting. That way, Way can go. We don't have him held hostage all night.
Joke.
Fix your hair. Okay, so put your lipstick on. Your hair's kind of messed up. Just comb your hair up just a little bit.
We're invaders.
Hey, you got it.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
think I was like, yeah.
Unless you have input, you want to chime in.
I'm not sure.
sure. Okay, so last year we presented to, or the counselors presented to you, paper, which was approved. Who, what else?
Protect Yourself, Parole, and Save Your Smarter Kids.
Me, Internet Awesome.
And then the other.
And so most of our Senate Bill 9, the lessons that require parent opt-in, were covered. Since then, we got another program that was paid for. It was really paid for by special ed, but every campus got adult licenses and school licenses to use for any campus. The real reason we bought it was for the SEL curriculum, but within it, it had a human trafficking component that we don't really have covered very well in some other areas. And so we did just, I printed off kind of the scope and sequence for fifth grade. That was where human trafficking comes in. And we really like this one because it doesn't go so much into human trafficking, but talks a little bit more about setting boundaries, personal boundaries. I'm going to show you the video. We like the Rethink Ed, and Counselor Joel can speak up if you have anything else to add, but it's super easy for our staff to be able to put on and stick to the script in a sense, because you show the video and then there's a follow-up activity. It provides really nice handouts and activities that go with that. I put all that in your packet that's in your folder if you want to look through it. I'm just going to show you the fifth grade video so you can kind of get a sense for the way that it delivers the information in a really safe manner. And then these activities and discussion questions that are in the packet go along with it.
Before she starts this, for those of you who are new, just so you have a frame of reference, because everybody else, we're making some assumptions because everybody was in the trenches with us last year. So legislation came down and said that anything that falls under the category of human sexuality, or what's now called SB9, and SB9 includes any sort of child abuse, family violence, dating violence, human trafficking, and I feel like I'm missing a child. And then the human sexuality has to be approved by the SHAC. So that's what we're doing tonight, is looking at those specific pieces. So human sexuality, or that umbrella that they call SB9, everything that we're looking for approval tonight falls under those categories. SHAC is not responsible for approving regular health curriculum, food and nutrition, mental health, things like that, but we are responsible for anything SB9 or human sexuality related.
And so the counselors deliver a lot of guidance. They've always done this. This is nothing new. They've always delivered these guidance lessons. They've always delivered lessons about safe and unsafe touches and personal boundaries and protecting your personal space and what child abuse is and what family. There's no change. We've always done that. It just now requires, number one, your approval on those lessons, and then the parent opt-in piece for those specific lessons. And so I'm not going to show you, obviously, every grade level, but they pretty, all the ones stick to the teaks, and they're all really along the same line. They're about 3 minutes long, and it really introduces the concept to the students. And so I like this, like, as a director, because it doesn't allow personal interpretation when you deliver a video. It's not dependent on the presenter to present it in their way. They're going to present it all in the same manner when they show the video first. So I'm just going to let y'all watch the fifth grade one so you can get a good idea. It's short, so don't worry about that, and the sound's not working.
I'm sorry.
I think it did start working.
Oh, it did?
It was just really low.
Oh,
lost it.
There we go.
Congratulations! Can I give you a hug?
Thanks, but how about a high five instead?
I'm super excited for you.
Thanks. It's great when people respect your boundaries. Boundaries are the limits we set to feel safe and happy. We all have boundaries about how we want to be touched. It's important that we communicate our boundaries so we can feel safe and happy.
But some touches are never okay. Unsafe touches can make you feel queasy, scared, or weird. An unsafe touch is when anyone hurts you in any way or when anyone touches your private parts. The private parts of your body are the parts covered by a swimsuit.
No one has the right to touch the private parts of your body. And no one has the right to ask you to touch their private parts or to show you pictures of someone's private parts.
And you never have to keep a safe touch a secret. It is never your fault if someone touches you unsafely.
When someone touches you unsafely, you can say stop. Or you can leave. and you can always tell a safe adult.
There are also touches that are unwanted. Unwanted touches may be safe, but they don't make you feel good. You can set boundaries for unwanted touches, too.
Like when someone holds your hand when you didn't want to hold hands. Or you're wrestling with your cousin, but it doesn't feel fun anymore.
We all have the right to communicate boundaries. Some people love hugs or like to wrestle with their friends. Some don't. That's okay. We all have our own boundaries.
If someone touches you in a way that you don't want, tell the other person to stop. You can also offer something else. Like when you wanted to hug me, and I suggested a high five instead.
We all have the right to feel safe and happy. We all have the right to set our own boundaries.
And then this will take the presenter, the teacher, whoever's working on it, through the lesson and through the activities that are outlined in this guide. And so all of, in this front page, it says grade 5, but it really kind of goes over the overview of all the human trafficking lessons for each grade level. But really, it's just about understanding the right to be safe, protected by adults, and then develop those protective strategies and understand what boundaries are and how to set those boundaries. So this was the set of lessons that we need approval on, is the Rethink Ed lessons. And like I said, they're all pretty much the same. They're just a little bit more age appropriate, depending on what grade level. All campuses have this program, but this would be primarily used by our elementary. So second through fifth have the Senate Bill 9 lessons for human trafficking and for the safe and unsafe touches. So it would be those programs that primarily would be utilizing it. But they do have lessons that go all the way through 12th grade for human trafficking. So that's the Rethink Ed. And then the other thing, Wendy, wanted me to kind of update you on where we are with the lessons you approved last year. Basically, we provided all the information to the counselors in almost like a menu format. So for second grade, what's one of the second grade lessons? Safe and unsafe touch. And these are the options that you have to present that material. So we did give counselors a little bit of the freedom of the approved lessons. They can choose from these specific lessons. When they present it and when they go through that process. The thing we're working on now is for the students who do not opt in, so their parents do not give permission for them to receive that lesson, we're developing other lessons that the opt-out students get that will also teach them some important lessons. So like for the safe and unsafe touch, what are y'all doing to go
that personal space?
So just teaching kids about personal space and protecting your personal space. So we're staying away from those Senate Bill 9 topics, but also still giving the students a good lesson. And for the older ones, maybe lessons a little bit more about secrets and secrets that make you not feel very good, and you know, when to be honest and when to tell the truth, while staying away from those Senate Bill 9 topics. So the kids that opt out aren't just getting a free time, or they're not learning a lesson, they're still in learning some important character skills. So, anything else to add, ladies, other than that? Okay. Any questions about any of
that? I have a question.
Yes.
Do you see, or do you get a lot of parents opt out of it, or do most opt in?
So we just started the process, and I think we're going to talk about.
I'm going to kind of give you an update on how all of the opt-in things are going. Some changes we already see that we want to make. I've told y'all, and I've told the counselors, and I've told our health teachers and administrators that it is a learning year. We're figuring this out, but I'll update you on some of that stuff. In just a little bit.
I will say people are reaching out and wondering, you know, they want more specifics on what the lessons are looking like. And once we're able to have a conversation with them and explaining it and letting them know, hey, we want to stop this, then most of them are.
And for the part that because this is being taught in different places, PE and health class and counselors, for the part that counselors are teaching, I'm working on a page to add to our website that has the teats and has those different lessons so parents have a little bit more accessibility to where this came from. And I just think they see it and they're shocked. But this has been happening for years, and we've been doing the same and unsafe touches for a long time.
And we use Quaver in PE, but my PE teachers know because, I mean, you can imagine the opt-in nightmare because we have 7 classes at a time. So our PE teachers know that we're using some of the same curriculum the counselors are, but to teach health and PE, but they know to avoid the lessons that are SV 9 lessons, so they don't have to worry about an opt-in in PE.
And I think sometimes too, just once we talk to parents and they hear all these things on the news that sound so bad that schools are trying to like sneak in. And I think once they see the lessons and they know we're sticking to the teeth and we're in the intent, I think people for the most part have felt better about it. So just something new. Yeah. And we're gonna collect data this year on how many people opted in and opted out too, so that in the year we have some information about what percentage of kids actually received those lessons. And I hate to say it, and we talked about this last year, but I mean, the amount of outcries and stuff that happens sometimes after these lessons, it's so important that kids hear some of this stuff because they don't know that things are not always okay until they've learned at school. And so that's why it's really important that they get some lesson about boundaries and protecting themselves. So, okay.
All right. So the one thing that they're seeking approval for tonight, everything else that she's talking about has been approved. You approved it last year. But the one thing that they're seeking approval is this particular thing that was not presented last year. It's called Rethink Ed. So she's asking for approval to use it primarily on the elementary campus and provided by the guidance counselors.
Yes, yeah, the counselors.
So do I have any discussion or questions about approving that?
I wish that there was a little bit more content of safe, you know. I felt when I was watching it that oh my God, nobody should ever touch me, ever. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why I like that I'm not asking my PE teacher to just show this video, that we've got a trained guidance counselor that can elaborate on that outside of the perimeter of the video, because I mean, Christy will probably attest to none of the guidance counselors is just going to hit play and then hit stop and walk out.
And this is a lesson in a series of other things. Yeah. So there's other things that have built up.
Like in other grade level, they'll get, like when they're younger, they'll learn about, oh, it's okay to touch, like high fives and whatever. So they'll learn as they go through each grade.
And so I think you said that one was fifth grade.
That was fifth grade, yeah. That was a fifth grade one. But they all build on each other in an age appropriate way. So that's not the first. I mean, unless they're new to a speed or new to school, maybe. But for the most part, but even the lessons, because I don't think that's until February. So even they've already been working on some of these safe boundaries and safe touches for a few months once they get to that point.
Any other questions? Or just wants to make?
I got the letter and I thought it was fabulous.
Yeah, we always welcome feedback because we're trying to figure out the best way to do this, and that's best for kids, and they get the information that they need for the kids that don't get it anywhere else.
No. Somebody make a motion in a second to approve it.
I move to approve the reading.
Yes, ma'am. Reading. Yes.
Okay. Did you get those names?
I'm sorry.
Did you get the first and the second?
The first and the second of what?
I was distracting.
Oh my God.
What did we approve? I know with that video, that one video.
Alejandra made the motion.
Where are we?
Just in here in a second.
If it's just a motion, it's second.
Okay, motion.
Alejandra and the second was Karen. And it is approved. Y'all, none of these people are paid.
Okay? Motion to approve video by Alejandra Crump and...
Don't say video, say Rethink It.
Yeah.
It's not just that one video, it's the whole
person. Yeah,
just that Rethink It. You'll be here for 5 hours.
That's how
you
keep
okay, Dave.
Stop it.
I feel like we need to put headphones on you instead of the shop.
Stop it.
All right, so while we let them transition out, thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you.
Enjoy your ball game. And while Lee gets her stuff ready, we're usually doing an icebreaker. So we're going to do, it's going to be like the dating game.
Oh,
okay. An icebreaker. So,
oh boy.
Do you need to log hers out, log yours back on?
I think I still in there.
Okay.
Can I get out of your game?
No. All right. I can have a music.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so just a thing. Wait, get to know you. just like the dating game, we've got a panel of Shack members up here. So it's Shack member number one. So as you ask your question, and so whatever question you have, you'll ask it of every Shack member. Okay? And then at the end, we'll see which one we're going to keep and which ones we're going to get rid of. I'm always real careful about who I ask to read out loud because my husband's dyslexic, and I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the minister of the church and you ask him to pray. He will go, no, thank you. And in front of God and everybody, he'll decline. No, I'm not going to do it. So, all right. You want to start us off?
Yes, yeah, since I know the game, but I do have one question. Do I have to go in order?
That's totally up to you. I would have to, or I would forget that I had asked that question. But hey, maybe you're better than I am. So, all right, go ahead.
All right, contestant number one.
Oh, wait, pause game. I know this group. All answers must be G-rated. Okay. All answers must be G-rated.
Do I have to answer?
It's Laura. Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Now we can insist upon that.
All right, go ahead.
I've heard it before.
Number one.
Yes, ma'am.
Cover your ears.
What is one item of clothing that you should probably remove from your wardrobe?
Wardrobe.
Tag me in, I know.
Okay.
My pants that I like have painted in since I was like 5.
Oh.
And they're still great.
There you go.
Okay.
No, you have to give it.
Oh.
Her pants.
Thank you. Darn, like I can't. So often, so this is probably, darn it. I was vice president.
on accident. That was great.
We'll see if that's after later.
What type of student were you in high school, number four?
I was a very indifferent high school student, very lazy. I was an athlete, but I got by on charm. And so all of my teachers liked me because I didn't go to jail or anything. So I stayed on charm. Why didn't you stay on charm? I talked about charm.
I feel like maybe we should ask these questions prior to putting them on chat.
Yeah. I'd like to make changes.
Shack member number three, what type of student were you in high school?
I was kind of just there. I did just enough to pass.
Shack only calls to high achievers.
About halfway through my senior year, I decided I had no direction in my life, so I joined the military.
I missed that.
Shack member number two, what type of student were you in high school?
I was probably the wildest of the group. I didn't go to jail, but people wondered, if that happened.
And she works in personnel, ladies.
I wasn't going to tell anybody that. And
it's the fun ones that we're going to work
with. Get a seat or I got grounded, so I'm at ATPs and say, I didn't want to be grounded.
Because she had too much party in it.
Hey, is this being recorded?
Yes.
For quality assurance.
Shack member number five, what type of student were you in high school?
I was a good student. I sometimes struggled for my every grade I got, but I worked hard. But I was just a normal average student in a sea of IB kids. So I was not the standout kid, but I was also not, I stayed out of trouble. I swam competitively, so I was very busy. I was never had time.
Trouble, but
I
got
arrested.
So she and Kelly never ran in the same circles.
Apparently, none of us went to jail.
So that's all good.
Who's got another one? Matt?
Yes. Number four. How would other people describe your driving?
Driving? Other people describe your driving.
Aggressive car.
Calculated. Strategic. I'm a great driver in Dallas.
All right, Kelly.
Some parts.
Kelly, number two. Contestant number two. How would other people describe your driving?
I would say I'm a pretty safe driver. I don't have to be in the fast lane. I like to be in the fast lane, but I don't have to be in the fast lane. And if you're in a hurry, you can go right on in.
All right. Tara?
I drive a lot, so I drive fast. But I'm a safe driver.
All right. Test number one. How's your driving?
It's good.
That works for me. And number three.
It depends on what you remember my family to talk to. Talk to my wife, it's horrible.
Well, maybe you drove in better shoes.
That may be what it is. I can traction on the
back. That really makes a difference.
All right, Sabrina.
Contestant number one. I own more blank than anyone else. Clothes, number one.
Shoes, clothes, jewelry, it's a pro, glasses.
Because she won't get rid of any of the question number
I one. Took 10 minutes to answer the first question.
Contestant number two, I own more blank than anyone else.
Guaranteed, I own more peanut butter than anyone in this room.
That was an answer I did not see coming.
Oh, no, me either.
Okay, wait. Why?
I don't know. During the pandemic, I ordered peanut butter. And
So you have a 3-year-old?
Different peanut butter.
You know they go bad.
No, they don't, because you eat them.
Okay.
Are you sure you don't have one that
Okay, that may be my favorite answer all the time.
But I have a picture if you'd like.
Contestant number three, I own more blank than anyone else.
Surprisingly, since it's books. No, I don't like three pairs of shoes. When I'm mowing, when I'm wearing them, and when I'm working.
Contestant number four. I own more blank than anyone else.
I own more books than anyone else.
Let's have a book off.
Contestant number five. I own more blank than anyone else.
The answer is not books. I promise you. I would say seat time behind wheel because I live pretty far and I drive in every single day. So
Where are you at?
Josephine.
How many miles?
It's not a contest, Macy.
Well, I'm a baby, so that, I mean, that's far.
I used to live in Gunnar.
Where, Josephine?
So, yes.
Where?
It's straight, the work of Royce Diggs, straight west of Greenland.
How many miles is that for real?
About 35.
35?
I guess we'll keep them all. We're still not getting paid. Some of you may want to go buy some shoes, and some of you may want to get rid of some shoes.
All right, give them all a hand.
Watching a birthing video, don't pick blue or green. But I do need people in blue or green. So I'm Lee Farley. I'm one of our CTE coordinators for career technical education coordinators for CIT. We work with our health science program, cosmetology marketing, welding, automotive, architecture, everything. So one of the fun tasks I've had for the past 16 plus years is being on the chat. Because the programs I help support are your human services that have child development, our health sciences, our interpersonal studies, our medical and principles of human services classes, and anatomy and physiology, things like that. Math. So all of those subjects have what we're now calling opt-in content. In the past, it's always been like SHAC approved, and we had a different opt process, but now these are all opt-ins. So we have some items that need to come before y'all. There are about 23, 24 items. So it is not something I want to like show you, like the Lee Show. I don't want to do that. So what we're going to do, I'll kind of walk you through the process. We're going to try to expedite it. And if we don't get through it all, then we'll push it off for another day. And there may be things that come up throughout the year that I might add in and say, hey, can we approve this? So most of our stuff is for tonight. Has to do with the Principles of Human Services course, which is an 8th grade elective, child development, which is a 9th through 12th grade course at the high schools, and interpersonal studies, which is a 9th and 12th grade course at the high schools. So the reasons, I said it's been about a decade since we actually requested approval for an updated pregnancy and birth video for child development. It's actually been since before when I was in the class of teaching child development. We had the PBS Nova, which is still on our, it used to be VHS cassettes, and then we found it on DVD, and we found it on YouTube and all that. But we have, while it still has relevant content, birthing has not changed. It still happens the same way. It's old, and our kids, you know how it is, if it's not relevant or whatever. But like I said, it could be, it's just the hairstyles and all that that make the difference. We also have some courses like our child development teams were just updated this past summer and went to effect this year. It used to stop after school age, but now the teams go all the way through 18, so the whole childhood. So some of our curriculum has changed. Also, some things have changed. We used to have STDs in our curriculum. We do not anymore for child development in our principles of principles of human services, health science, federal desk. And then a lot of our materials, there are supplements that we're working on. So there are, what I ask is our teachers, give me what you have that I know that you're using, that you shouldn't be using because you're supposed to be using the VHS because that's Delta. And so they're like, they sent me things like, this is what we want to see if we can get approved because it's relevant, it's easy to access, and it's free. We still have our state adopted textbooks. So our state adopted textbooks were adopted in 2017. And I just kind of, on these classes we're reviewing, STDs are not in our TEKS. How the baby got there is not in our TEKS for child development. The baby's there. The store can swoop in and drop this baby at the family home. So those are, we don't cover that because it's covered in health, it's covered in biology, anatomy and physiology hits some of it, and principles of, you know, or health sciences hit some of it. Health sciences actually see the stuff when they're going out into the clinical environment. And then also, a lot of the content that you're gonna review today is not fancy schmancy. It's maybe pulled off of babycenter.com, or it may be something that the teachers have put together using resources that they compiled. So the PowerPoints and all that aren't like super snappy, and that we can always improve them. We just need to know that they're approved so we can kind of make it look a little cleaner. So the three courses we're looking at, TEKS. So for the eighth grade course, it's mainly the TEKS that have to do with SHAC or crisis, because when you talk about crisis, you talk about typically like family violence, suicide comes into play in some of those conversations, child abuse, and then domestic violence is listed there. And then we also have the child abuse there. So we don't talk about the actual pregnancy. We have child development TEKS, as you can see, like basic needs of children, but our eighth grade students do not actually do any reproductive health, STDs, anything like that. It's basically the baby's been born and how do we care for it. We, for child development at the high school, we some of the TEKS sit on trauma and policies, like some of our PAPA curriculum comes into play, which is a state mandate, so we don't, it's already been approved. And then stages, so this is big. So signs and stages of pregnancy, environmental and hereditary factors, upon conception and fetal development, and then fetal birth defects, which, you know, because things can happen while it's in the fetal stage, and then the process of labor and delivery methods. And then our interpersonal is mainly about crisis, and that's it. So our TEKS have changed a lot over the years. Our old HMAC TEKS that were around whenever I first started teaching have changed a little bit. So our kids get invited back in other courses, but that's what we cover most. So tonight, since we have so many topics, we're actually gonna divide it by the color of your card. And I have a folder for each group. You got the link. Well, let me kind of go back and get ahead of myself. You're gonna review the stuff in the link that Wendy shared with you that matches your color. So in a little bit, we'll get y'all together with your color group. And if you're red, you're gonna look at the resources that are highlighted in red. Blue is blue, yellow is yellow. Like I said, blue and green have a little bit more content at the labor videos. So, in your groups, since we probably will have about 3 to 4 in a group, one or two of y'all can navigate the computer and be the one that clicks. One person can look at the TEKS, so each folder we'll give you has the actual TEKS. So if you're just looking at child development stuff, you'll just have the child development TEKS. And I have, they're highlighted and they're tabby, so you just have to look for the pages that have a tab on. You will have a hard copy of the actual spreadsheet that you're going to be clicking on, and this is for one person in your group. After you'll have a discussion, you can write yes or no, or maybe I need more details, things like that. You can make comments. I did remove anything that teachers may have recommended that were on topics that are covered by TEKS. So everything you're looking at kids' TEKS, it's just if you think that they're appropriate for the grade level and the content. When you get to your spreadsheet that Wendy shared with you, it looks like this. But if you just want to look at the color of your group, you can click on the tab. They're view only, so you won't be able to type into the cells, but you'll just write in the sheet and then I'll transfer it over. So that's for my paper documentation. And you'll initial, the group members will just initial the bottom of that after you all review. Any questions about that? We're really just going to get about 20 minutes to review. I will give you a little hint on any of the videos. If you're looking for like the most graphic, like, hey, is this appropriate? Go to the end when the baby's born. So, like I said, these are baby-centered videos. They want to show, they want to demonstrate, the child development teachers are asking to demonstrate, or not demonstrate, excuse me, to show the different types of labor and delivery, whether it be cesarean, whether it be twins, whether it be epidural or not. Once I hit the timer, we'll get going. So, do you want to...
And remember, just like...
And give it to y'all some children.
Just like we didn't go through the textbook we adopted and look at every page and read every word in it, you're just getting an overview as a SHAC representative. And then when we're done, every color group can kind of just do a little summary of what they saw or what they thought or anything like that. And we'll just share with the group and then we'll vote based on that.
Do you have any questions before y'all break out in groups? Okay, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, and some of them are just like a one-pager, hey, it looks okay. Some of them are videos, some of them are little pages that have links. Our babysitter links are a little slower to upload, so if you had a couple of people on the computer, that's fine. You're welcome to borrow my computer, too, if someone wants it. Any questions? Okay, so we're getting 20 minutes, and we'll come back together, and we'll kind of have a little discussion, and we'll go from there.
If you have a question while you're watching it, just wait way down and say, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Since we had students here.
They've already seen everything.
Okay.
There is no science in the team.
Okay, perfect.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
pulped out of it.
Have you ever heard of that?
That's how they got to the baby.
You gotta start somewhere, Tara. Leave this kid to that store.
She's taking that time to be more.
I'm not preparing for parents.
Absolutely. Yet my husband, I took one time to test it out. He's like, oh no, you're still so good.
makes their own faces.
Other color.
Orange.
That's
not. No, it's not.
It's
no. Do you know? Because I get about a phone call or an email a day. Anytime anybody emails me, I reply back and I say, I'd like to speak to you. It's not really something I want to try to explain in an email. So about once a day, I have a phone conversation with a parent, and they are always they are as nice as they can be. They are kind. They are just curious. The letter that was created for us by our legal team last year is just, it's got all the state mandates. We have all these things that have to be in that letter. And it's all very like legislative, legal vocabulary. And it's not friendly, okay, to read. And so the parents are like, I don't understand. The first thing they see is their second graders learning about sex. Because that's how it's phrased, it's called human sexuality. So I have parents call me and go, I don't understand what my second grader needs to know about sex. Can you just, and they're not accusatory, they're not mean or angry. And so I start explaining to them. Okay, in first grade we teach about safe and unsafe touch and the bathing suit area and all that stuff. I said, and in second grade, I have the teens in front of me. And I said, in second grade, we start teaching about how to help them learn to say no, this is not okay, and who to talk to about it. And by the time I get on the phone, every single time, the parent's like, that's awesome. Thank you so much. That is definitely stuff that I want my child to hear. I love that the counselor's the one providing the information. And this one dad goes, but that's an awful letter. And it is. So we have new legal counsel this year. And so Christy and I are already kind of exploring some other letters. We still have certain things that have to go in it. But we're already looking at other versions of the same information, or possibly like a cover letter in plain English that explains what the letter means. And that, hey, the letter has to sound like this because, you know, but this is really what it means. And we tell the teachers the same thing. This is material that we've always been presenting, but legally, not because of us, but because of some other school districts that were being a little bit shady, that this is what we've come to. And so we're gathering data this year over how many are opting in, how many are opting out. Now at the secondary level, we're having a different problem. We have so much new content now that by the time we cover all the content in the health book and the opt-in piece and pop-up, which we are legally required to teach, we have like 23 weeks worth of curriculum and we only have 18 weeks in the first semester. So now we don't even know if we'll get to the opt-in portion of our health curriculum because there's so much there. But we don't, when you look at the health, I have staff development with them in November and we're gonna look at it, but it's all good stuff. So they're not one that we don't wanna skip mental health. We don't wanna skip diet, nutrition. We don't wanna skip that stuff. So we're trying to figure out what we might can scale back on to make sure that they get those pieces that they need. We really want them to have it all, but we don't have enough time. So that's a great problem to have, though. The health teachers would rather have that problem than the what do we teach, we don't have anything. So, but we'll keep you updated. When we decide to change our version of the letter, then we will probably bring that to you and kind of have you workshop it and say, this part's really confusing. Maybe we put this part at the end because this is the first thing we read and it's kind of intimidating. And maybe help y'all workshop us through that and make a better version of the letter. We're learning as we go. But so far, any parent that's called, bothered to ask, has said, oh, absolutely, I'm opting my kid in. So,
Who approved the meeting minutes and seconded them?
I motion.
Lynn Barrera. How do you spell it?
LYNNBARRERA.
Right. Any other questions?
Wendy, with the letter, is there a way to create some type of hyperlink with like an FAQ or like maybe a video follow-up, just something that you could maybe, because you're probably answering the same question every single time.
We're having to be real careful because, to be totally honest, the questions I'm asking, if I put that out in a public forum, I'm going to get hate speak from a different side.
Gotcha.
And so we're trying to be real careful that we don't err to one side or the other. What we have done on our chat page is said to anyone that wants to have further discussion or wants to physically come out and look at the curriculum, there's a form that they can fill out and get more information. But doing some sort of summary, you know how like Dr. Rivera has done kind of a video that went along with the Vader Vaughn to say, hey, it's super confusing on the ballot. Let me explain it to you. We have looked at doing something like that. But the FAQs we looked at, that we considered, the FAQs I'm getting, I think would cause more controversy than just putting out the fires a few at a time.
Gotcha.
Any other questions, comments? All right. So there is a video that I was asked to show. Now it is, I'm going to officially, any other questions, comments, or anything like that? Okay, I'm going to officially adjourn our shack. So if you need to go, you can, but I was asked to share a video with you about the Vader Vaughn while I had this group in here. So it's 6 minutes long. If you need to go, you're feel free to go. The meeting was adjourned. Somebody tell her it's 7:01 when I adjourned. But if you have 6 minutes to stay, they wanted me to show it to you. Okay, if you've already seen it, feel free to dismiss yourself. Those of you who haven't, it's on every screen. All right, John, we're ready.